Jesus, we come today because we want you. We need you. We need you to speak to us like only you can. Lord, have your way in this place. I decrease so that you can increase. I'm just a vessel. Use these lips of clay. Speak your word in Jesus' name. Amen. You can go ahead and have your seat. And I pray that you was blessed last week from the faith fatigue. That thing has been resonating in my spirit all week. And today I kind of want to build upon it. Not an identical message, but you will definitely be able to see how they weave together. And we're going to come from the book of Genesis, chapter 25, verses 29 through 34. And Jacob sawed, or was cooking, pottage. And Esau came from the field, and he was faint. And Esau said to Jacob, "Feed me, I pray thee, with that same red pottage, for I am faint." Therefore was his name called Edom. And Jacob said, "Sell me this day thy birthright." And Esau said, "Behold, I am at the point to die. And what profit shall this birthright do to me?" And Jacob said, "Swear to me this day." And he swore unto him. And he sold his birthright unto Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage of lentils. And he did eat and drink and rose up and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright. Today, I want to teach a message entitled Mismanaged Moments. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, "Neighbor, don't mismanage this moment." Amen. Let's get into this. You know, Pastor Eben declared this year to be the year of momentum. And I don't know about you, but we have been seeing some momentum. This year, we started a third service. Now, some of you all don't feel the weight of that because you come to your one and you go back home. But we be up in this mug a long time. That third service be going in. I'm not trying to get y'all to come to third service because we already filling up. But True Kids and Elevate have just been growing out of this world. You had True Kids doing this amazing VBS. Was that not amazing? Pastor Marty been putting on event after event. The last one was the 12-2. Was that not amazing? Man, and not only that, but we have a thriving outreach ministry. And I'm talking about they got to go local and go global. And y'all, they even going to Jamaica in the fall. I'm talking about they own one right now. They doing their thing. Now, women, y'all always had share, but this share is amazing. Where my fellas at, man cave, we rising up. Come on, we doing our thing. Yeah. And then to add on top of all of that, the worship department is growing. God done blessed us with P. Mike, and P. Mike done came up in here and done took us to a whole different level. And the reality is that this year in the summer, we are seeing record-breaking numbers in the summer. That means the numbers that we are seeing in the summer used to be the good numbers we would see in the fall. And I don't know why, but everybody loves to come back to church in the fall. For whatever reason, they come back. Somebody shout, "Momentum is here." Ooh. But I need for you to remember, Pastor Evan said, this is not only for the church. He said that this momentum was going to be for us personally as well. And here's the thing. God is clearly moving, but here's the truth. We pray for momentum. Anyone pray for momentum? Yeah. We pray for momentum, and God answers by giving us moments. We pray for momentum, and God answers by giving us moments, because momentum is never automatic. It's always managed. And when you have momentum, your momentum is determined by how you manage the moment. Somebody say moments. That's what God gives you. You prayed for momentum, and he gives you a moment. One moment can change your life. One moment can set your life up like you never believe. One moment, one opportunity, one slide in a DM can be the thing that gets you the woman of your dreams. One moment. Somebody say slide, brother. Slide. Just one moment. One moment with the king, Esther. One moment. And this is the thing. The enemy does not want you to value the moment. You know, the woman with the issue of blood, she had the sense to recognize the moment. Jesus was not even coming for her. He was on his way to heal somebody else, but she was crazy, foolish, radical. She said, "You ain't got to know my name. You ain't even got to look my way. I understand the moment. You going to his house, but you are too close to me for me not to press through this crowd and stretch forth my hand and touch the hem of his garment and be healed and made whole forever, because I may not get this moment again. I understand the moment." Look at your neighbor and say, "Do you understand the moment?" Woo! Because she was praying for healing, and God presented a moment. See, God, we are praying for momentum, but God is sending you moments after moments. Whether you win or lose, it is connected to a moment. But if you mismanage the moment, you can miss the momentum. Come on, somebody say, "My next is connected to a moment." This leads me to the person of the text. Today we are talking about Esau. Now, if this is your first time in church, don't worry. I got you, because that is a weird name, and some of you don't know what that means. I got you. Esau was the firstborn of Isaac and Rebekah. Esau was also the twin brother to Jacob. And as the oldest son, he carried the birthright. Someone say birthright. And some of you may say, "What does that even mean?" I'm glad you asked. It means that he gets a double inheritance, not one, but double. He also becomes the leader of the family. And lastly, he receives the covenant blessing of Abraham. Now, if you don't know what that means, you have no need to give God a shout of praise. So let me give you a reason to give him a praise. What is the covenant blessing of Abraham, Pastor Polo? It is God's original promise to Abraham, found in Genesis 12, 1 through 3. He says, "I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great. You will be a blessing." I really love this one right here. He says, "I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse those who curse you." Somebody been in church all their life. Then he says, all the people on earth will be blessed through you. Does that not sound like a good covenant? He even gave a little bit more, and I'm going to give you the short version of it. He promised Abraham land. Somebody say land. He promised Abraham seed. Somebody say seed. He promised Abraham blessings. Someone say blessings. The land equal the promise. God gave territory that would outlast the generations. He gave seed because seed equaled legacy. Say legacy. This means that the descendants that couldn't be counted, and this also talks about that the Messiah would come through this bloodline. And then the blessings that equal favor. That meant a divine covering of prosperity and the promise that all nations would be blessed through Esau. Esau carried that birthright, and that birthright came with all of that. I need you to hear this, and this leads me to my first point. Esau traded purpose for pleasure. Everything I just read to you was what he already had, and he traded purpose for pleasure. So now I want to read it through the NLT version because I like how it reads. All right. NLT. Esau came in from the open country famished and said to Jacob, quick, let me have some of that red stew. All right. When I read that, I just heard Dave Chappelle's voice in my head. Quick, let me have some of that red stew. I'm famished. Jacob replied, first sell me your birthright. Wait a minute, Jacob. Wait a minute, Jacob. Out of the abundance of heart, the mouth speak. So this moment that Esau spoke also revealed to us what was already in Jacob's heart. Ooh, Jesus. And so now Jacob said, oh, you want this stew? You want this pottage? Sell me your birthright. Look what Esau says. Look, I'm about to die. Now let's pause here because we got to talk about Esau. Esau, Esau, Esau. Esau was a little bit dramatic for me. He a little too big and hairy to be that dramatic. I'm about to die. Esau, you are not about to die. Look at your neighbor and say, stop being dramatic. Oh, yeah, yeah. That was the wrong person. Look at somebody else and say, you know you can be dramatic. Lord, if you don't send me a husband, I'm about to die. Lord, if you don't send me a wife, I'm about to die. Lord, if I don't get this divorce, I'm about to hit everybody. I'm hitting everybody. I promise you, I got you. If you don't give me this job, I'm about to die. We can become so dramatic. And I can't stand it. But here's the truth. Here's the truth. He was being dramatic because he was drained. And watch this. When you're drained, you always downgrade. I'm about to slow roast it in here. I'm about to slow roast it. And whenever you drain, you downgrade. And if I could give you the mic and allow you to go through the history of your dating life, you can recall the moments when you dated somebody because you were drained. I only dated you. I'm gonna say it again. I only dated you. Because I got tired of Netflixing and chilling by myself. I was drained. Oh, some of you right now got flashbacks right now looking at your ex, looking at your ex. Oh, God, why did I give you my number? Oh, I'm about to go even deeper. Can I go a little deeper? It's worse when you are already downgrading and the person you downgrade with don't even do you right. Now, first of all, the mere fact that I'm even here on this date was God's grace to you. Well, my people that really know who they are, you got to know who you are to say that. The mere fact that I even gave you my number, that was God smiling on you. God has smiled on you. He has been so good to you. For me to give you my number, that was God by itself. And you mismanage this moment? Because when you are trained, you always downgrade. When you're broke, you'll take any job. Man, y'all better stop playing with me up in here. When you are lonely, some company is just better than. Because when you drain, you always downgrade. Let me get off that. Because Pastor Petty be coming out sometimes. You see, Esau didn't just lose a bowl of stew. He lost his birthright. Watch this. He forfeited decades of destiny because he mismanaged one moment. Decades of destiny for one moment. Because the truth is, what you mismanage in a moment can cost you a lifetime of momentum. If I could take this mic to the prison, they would testify that one moment mismanaged costed me a lifetime of momentum. And you think it's cool just to pop off. You think it's cool to show them where you from. East side, west side. Okay, go ahead. Because the enemy is counting on you to mismanage one moment. Because one moment takes your scholarship away. One moment takes your 401k down to zero. One moment cause that beautiful family to crumble. One moment tears that church up. One moment, and it's not worth it. Because if you mismanage the moment, you will kill the momentum. Now, I need y'all to hear this. I said I wasn't going to say it again, but I'm going to say it again. So, I've been doing worship here at this church, and I love our church, for 9 years. 9 years giving the best that I could. And all of a sudden, the Lord has allowed us to have somebody else to come in. His name is P. Mike. And watch this. If I attached my identity to being the worship pastor only, I gotta pick the songs. I've been picking it since 2016. It worked. Oh, I gotta lead all the songs. When we got all of these talented other singers and artists and God is sending worshipers, what if my identity was connected to that position? Let me tell you something. I would have hindered the worship that you are receiving this morning. Because the truth is, some of us were sent to start the fire. And there's value in that. Somebody say there's value in that. Then God sends some of us to come and to guard the flame and to build upon it. I'm supposed to put logs upon that fire that was already started. But the problem is, if the one who's guarding the flame don't move back for the one who was sent to fan the flame, you don't get the fire. And I don't want to be the one guarding something that God is sending to flame it. He's sending to fan it. The fresh wind of God is coming on this church. And you got to move out the way, Pastor Polo, so that the glory can enter into this place. But if I mismanage the moment, I would mess up the momentum. Because the momentum is greater than me. I don't know why I'm going this way, but I'm gonna go with them. The momentum is more valuable than my feelings. Do we have anybody in here that say, no matter what you've called me to do, Jesus, that is what I will do. If I'm on the stage, God be praised. If I'm behind the scenes, God be praised. If I'm supposed to pray back there in the room and they don't even know I'm calling down all of heaven and that's the reason why worship is going that way, God be praised. If I gotta be an usher and just tell, come on up in here. I don't care what you smell like, look like. I just wanna, God, whatever you're doing in this season, just don't do it without me. I don't need a title. I don't need my name called. I just want to be a willing vessel here to be used in the momentum. I'm going to manage this moment properly. But Esau made the mistake. And a lot of therapists call this delay discounting. What is delay discounting? It is when you undervalue the future because you're consumed by the present. You lose value for the future because you're consumed by the present. Listen, Esau was not dying. Esau was just tired and impulsive. Now, here's another prophetic word for somebody. Don't go on that date. You just tired. See, I'm trying to set y'all up. A P.E. gonna come and slap everybody next week. I'm talking about he gonna be hitting the married people at 8:30. He gonna hit the singles at 10:30 and 12:30. So I'm just warming you up. That's all this. Look at your neighbor and say, it's just a stretch. Don't do it. You just tired and impulsive. Watch this. Hunger distorts your perception. And this is how the enemy traps us. He magnifies your immediate need so you'll minimize your long-term promise. Because the truth is, when your emotions are high, your decisions are low. And some of y'all done been to the club and the music was high. Some of y'all been to the club and you was high. Oh, where you, oh, y'all better stop acting like that. Y'all better start acting. I see y'all smiling. I see all your faces. Yeah, the music was high. You was high. She was high. He was high. And you know what? We left together. Woo! And when you woke up the next morning, was that the same one in the club? Why club lights make people look better? Where are my real, don't get quiet on me now. Why them club lights and club sounds make people look good? I could have swore she looked better than that. But that's what happens when your emotions are high. You wake up to the decisions of last night. Let me talk to this palm tree. Palm tree, you are so beautiful. Yes, you are. Because when your emotions are high, your decisions are low. And this leads me to point number two. Faith fatigue leads to foolish decisions. This is why last week's message is so vital. It wasn't to be emotionally stirring. It was to show you have to get your faith back. Because if you make decisions that are outside of faith, you are about to make a foolish decision. Esau was not just hungry, he was spiritually weary. See, in 2 Corinthians 5:7, it says, "For we walk by faith and not by sight." Listen to me. I don't know what seasoning Jacob put in that pottage, but there must have been some herb that he sprinkled in that pottage that made this man throw away his birthright. This is what we do when we temporarily give in to our flesh. We throw away the promise for a moment of pleasure. I can't deal with that. I can't deal with that. When your faith is weak, your feelings take over. And when you're drained, you become vulnerable to stupid decisions. Look at your neighbor and say, "Don't be stupid." Yeah, when you start making them dumb decisions, that is a stupid decision. And the enemy is counting on us to be stupid. But I want to talk to somebody in here that said, "I made some mistakes, but you know what? I'm not going to do that twice. I done tasted that stew before, and this stew shall pass." If I could just hold on just one more night, Jesus, hold on, hold on. I know your flesh kicking, hold on, hold on. I know you want to cuss him out, hold on, hold on, hold on. Hold on to that anger, don't do it. Because this stew shall pass. You'll never see that the same. Thank you. Because stupid decisions is like choosing temporary comfort over lasting callings. When you suffer from faith fatigue, you settle for stew today because your faith can't see tomorrow. He thought there was no tomorrow. And because he couldn't see past today, he gave up legacy over lentils. He gave up the promise for pottage. Gave up the blessing for a bowl. So I'm saying it in different ways because I need you to see that God has blessed you. And you think you're just having fun. Or you just think you're giving them a piece of your mind. Or you just think you're keeping it real. The enemy is counting on you to mismanage one moment. Now I need you to understand this. We don't hear a lot of moments going on with Esau. That means he has managed some moments right. But all it took was just one moment. So when your vision is stuck on now, you always mishandle next. Now, I need you to hear this. There are some people that mishandled you in the past. It's because they couldn't see your future. Oh, man, boy, who am I speaking to in here? See, there's something you needed that understanding. You can't understand why you got dropped the way you got dropped. You a good man. You paid bills. You did this. You did that. You showed up. You came home. You was faithful. You did all this and you still get dropped. Come on. Some people can't see your tomorrow, so they mismanage you today. And if you don't heal from that trauma and heal from that pain, you'll start making decisions today that impacts your tomorrow. You talking to somebody that got dropped. But the Lord revealed to me they couldn't see past the moment. Can I tell you right now, some people cannot see your future, and you ought to say thank you. Because if you pick the person for your lifetime journey today out of this broken mentality, out of this stupid thinking, you will be stuck with somebody forever praying to God, Lord, just let me get up out of here. I'm saying that because somebody's complaining about being single right now, and this is the grace of God. God is allowing you to have time to get your mind right, to understand your worth and understand your value and understand your call for more, to understand that you're the righteousness of God, that you're the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, a lender, not a borrower. But if you don't get that, you're going to make a stupid decision. He didn't discern the weight that was in his hands. He couldn't discern the value that was in his hand because he was too busy looking in Jacob's pot. Okay, I'm gonna say it again. He couldn't value all that was in his hand because what was in his hand was unseen. Because he kept looking at what he could see inside Jacob's pot. Let me speak to any Jacobs in here. I don't want what's in your pot. Oh, I just wish I had 10 people that could just receive that with a radical praise. I don't want what's in your pot. Keep what's in your pot over there. I know it smell good, look good, feel good, everything. Keep what's in your pot over there. I want what's in my hand. I got the promise. I got something that can't be torn down by man on earth. I got something that gives me glory in heaven. I got something that's going to forever last. I got eternal life. You keep that. Look at your neighbor and say, keep that, keep that, keep that, keep that. I don't want that. And that's what I want to get inside your spirit. I don't want what's in your pot. I want what's in my hand. Woo. Because you could be winning and not even know it. I don't know why I feel that. Yes, stay right there, P-Mike. I don't know why I feel that for this service. You could be winning, and you don't even know it. And you are about to give up your birthright for a bowl. And God just had me one more week to stand up here just to be able to let you know faith fatigue is trying to take you out. Oh, but I pray that your faith will not fail. Oh, I pray that you'll stay focused in this season. I pray that you'll see this moment as the potential spark to momentum. I pray that you will not fumble the bag. I pray that you'll realize that this is the day that the Lord made for you. That if you'll just choose to rejoice, he'll open the windows of heaven and he'll pour you out a blessing. You're too close to make a dumb decision. You're too close to make a flesh decision. You're too close to make a stupid decision. You're too close. Your children are about to get saved. Stay focused. Stay focused. I hear God saying to me to tell you, stay focused. Stay focused. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't. I'm prophesying now. Don't do it. Don't do it. He's weighing on you. He's trying to get you here. My God. Oh my God, we about to go. We about to go. Because watch this. Esau fainted. He fainted and he gave up due season because he couldn't handle the waiting season. Don't give up your due season because you're frustrated in the waiting season. They that wait upon the Lord He's going to renew your strength. And I'm telling you, this is the season for renewal. I said it last week. This is the season for renewal. But don't faint. Oh my God. Oh my God. Because what is some of your stew? It's that relationship God told you to walk away from. That's the stew. That habit that feels good but steals your strength. That's the stew. That bitterness that keeps feeding instead of forgiving. Come on. That's the stew. That pride that blocks promotion. That is the stew. Because if you can't control your appetite, you lose your authority. I feel God in this place right now. Y'all can look at me if you want to. I'm telling you right now, God is saying that if you can't control your appetite, you lose your authority. And for those of us who understand that we have authority, I gotta control my appetite. Because I got authority, I gotta control what I crave. I gotta control what I desire. Every desire is not divine. I gotta control my appetite. That's not God's job. That's your job. Crucify your flesh daily so that I can see Christ daily. Look at your neighbor and say, I gotta keep my authority. Why are you preaching so hard like that, Polo? Because I ate the stew before. See, I don't know how to be fake. I only know how to be real. And I ain't the only one that done dipped their spoon in some stew. If you really got real, you'll be lifting your hands up right now saying, thank you, God, for forgiving me. For mismanaging my moments. I messed up, but your grace and your mercy stepped in the right time. Everything they said about me wasn't a lie. Some of it was true, but grace and mercy found me right where I was. And now that I have another chance, I won't mess this one up. I won't mess up this time. I won't fumble the bag this time. Somebody give him a this time praise right now. Come on. This time. I'm going to get it right. This time. I'm going to stay focused. This time. I'm going to bless you in the trial. I'm going to bless you while I'm suffering. This time. Woo. Woo! Y'all, I feel God in this place. Because Hebrews 12, we about to go. Hebrews 12 says, see it that no one is godless like Esau. Who for a single meal sold his inheritance rights. Watch this. Later, when he wanted the blessing, some people done gave up something that now they want. Oh, let me tell you something. Some people done gave up some stuff and now they want it back. He done gave up the birthright, and once he realized what he let go, he was like, can I get that back? And he was rejected. But here's the beautiful thing for us today. There was a man named Jesus. He came and he died upon a cross and he gave his life. And where Esau was rejected, when he came back, Jesus tore the veil and he says, my blood has made access for the ones who mismanaged the moment. And if any man just be in me, he's a new. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are made new. He left the 99 and came back for the one who mismanaged the moment. Woo! Can we just stand on our feet and just worship a God that gave you another chance? Yeah, pride won't worship. Only those who are humble enough to remember how messed up you were, how jacked up you were. That's why I don't judge nobody's story. Where my people at? I don't judge nobody's story. I don't care what you tell me. There's no judgment in me because I was the one that left him. I was the one that ran away. And he found me. He found me. Somebody just give him glory. Come on. Somebody worship. Come on. Come on. We got a minute to worship. We got a minute to worship. 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 He found me.
Like an eagle and soar, they shall walk, not get weary, they shall run and not faint. That's what happens when you're wet.
You better worship. He's renewing you right now. Come on. Just worship in this place. Worship, worship.
She
come on.
That way.
Y'all, third service about to go crazy. I already feel it in this place. We just revving up, but watch this, watch this. Right now, I want to give the moment for someone who says, Pastor Polo, I don't want to mismanage this moment. I want to get in on this sweet deal with God. I want to give him my life. If that's you, I need you just to slip your hand up right now. I want to be in this moment. I want to maximize this moment. I want to get saved. Yes, I see your hand. Yes, I do. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Where? Where? I see your hand. Yeah. Come on. Maximize this moment. I see your hand. Yeah. This is the moment right here. This is the moment when your life changed. I see you in the back. Yeah. 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 No more stupid decisions. For some of you, you're trying to come back to God. You want to come back. I see your hand. Yes. Yes. I see your hand over here. Yes. I see you. You may say, I want to come back to God wholeheartedly. Raise your hand up. I want to renew my life. Yes. I see it, brother. I see it. I see it, brother. Yes. Come on, don't get tired on me now. Come on, we almost there. Let's encourage them to maximize the moment. Woo! Matter of fact, I'm gonna do like PE does. If that was you and you don't mind coming down to the front, come down to the front right now. Maximize your moment. I dare you. I dare you. I dare you. I dare you. Maximize it. Maximize it. Make the most of it. Let the devil know this time I'm not playing. This time I'm not playing. I'm serious this time. I'm serious this time. I'm serious this time. I'm serious this time. This time I'm going all the way. All the way. All the way. All the way. No turning back. 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 I decide to follow Jesus.
That's what happens when you wait.
us to join Word of Truth, I want you to come down too. I want you to get it on this momentum. I'm just gonna be crazy like my leader. Come on, if you wanna join, I want you to come. I want you to come. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. 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 We got one right there. Come on. We got another brother. What? The brother's coming up in here. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. All right, y'all, can't wait for them services to get longer. We already at 12 o'clock, Jesus. Let's let this moment become so sacred right quick. I hear God telling me, before y'all say this, let this be the last time you have to say this prayer. I'm talking to the ones that came down.